This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The centre has asked the states and union territories to take necessary action to curb malpractices such as hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to all states and union territories in this regard. He said rumours and misinformation continue to circulate in certain areas, leading to avoidable public concern and instances of panic buying. The Indian Navy commissioned the stealth frigate INS Taragiri at the naval dockyard in Vishakhapatnam today. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh presided over the ceremony. Built by Mazgaon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, the warship is the fourth vessel under the Project 17A class. Addressing the gathering, the Defence Minister said the country's coastline exceeds 11,000 kilometres and is surrounded by the sea on three sides. Nearly 95% of India's trade moves through maritime routes, while energy security also depends on the seas. He stressed that a strong navy is therefore essential.
Our navy stands as a symbol of India's values and commitment. I firmly believe that commissioning of INS Taragiri will further strengthen our naval capabilities and reinforce this commitment.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the reform brought in the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 is a significant step towards simplifying laws, reducing compliance burden and fear of penalties. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today on the bill, Mr. Goyal said the aim of the bill is not to control common people, but to benefit them and enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Mr. Goyal said for the first time, 1,000 offences across 79 acts have been decriminalized through the Jan Vishwas Bill. The West Bengal police today arrested two persons, including the mastermind of the Ghirao of seven judicial officers in Malda district from Siliguri's Bagdogra airport. The alleged mastermind, identified as Advocate Mufakkarul Islam, was arrested while he was trying to board a flight. Speaking to reporters, ADG North Bengal K. Jayaraman said Mufakkarul Islam hails from Itahar in Uttar Dinajpur district and was currently residing in Kolkata. Three cases have been registered against him at Kalia Chowk police station for allegedly instigating locals through speeches on Wednesday, following which the seven judicial officers were gheraud inside the Kalia Chowk 2 block office under Mothabadi Assembly constituency. The BJP has released a list of 27 candidates for Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan will contest from Avinashi. Dr. Tamarisai Soundararajan will fight from Mylapur and Vanithi Srinivasan will contest from Coimbatore North. The assembly election in Tamil Nadu will be held on the 23rd of this month. The Ministry of Education, on the advice of the UGC, has declared the National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, an institution deemed to be university under distinct category. In its statement, the ministry informed that an online application was uploaded on the UGC portal for grant of institution deemed to be university status under distinct category to the NCERT. The ministry added that the recommendation of the UGC expert committee was considered and approved by the commission. The ministry also directed the NCERT to take appropriate steps to commence research programs as well as doctoral and innovative academic programs. The West Asia conflict entered its 35th day today, with Iran and its allies continuing exchanges of fire with Israel and the United States as strikes expanded beyond military targets to civilian and industrial infrastructure across the Gulf, raising concerns over global energy supplies and maritime security. Saudi Arabia said its air defenses intercepted and destroyed seven drones in the past few hours. The Saudi press agency, citing Defense Ministry spokesperson Brigadier General Turki Al-Malki, said the interceptions were carried out as part of efforts to safeguard the kingdom's security. Defending champion India will take on Bangladesh in the final of the South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship in the Maldives today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.